So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So today we're going to talk about what exercise can do to your immune system. If you're doing regular, consistent exercise, you can greatly enhance your immune system. Number one, you'll have a heightened immune surveillance. Now, what does that mean? Well, on the internal part of your body, you have a barrier. It's all the internal skin. And the size of that surface area would be about 400 square meters, the size of 2 tennis courts. And so you have immune cells, they're called phagocytes, that are guards that do surveillance. And they are constantly looking for invaders, pathogens, to actually come across the barrier, to attack them and eat them. So exercise will enhance your phagocyte protection and your defense mechanism. Number two, it'll increase lymph circulation. What is the lymphatic system? Well, you have the circulatory system where blood is traveling through your arteries and then it goes down into these small little capillaries where the blood then can cross into your tissues and it forms lymph. So the lymph system is like your backup system to the circulatory system. Then it goes all through the body through your lymph system where then it dumps back into the circulatory system. So your lymph system is a backup to your circulatory system as well as a place to consolidate immune reactions, to keep the immune reactions out of certain organs and tissues in a place where your immune system can then fight it more effectively. The problem with the lymph system is it doesn't have a pump. Exercise will increase the lymph flow through your body. Number three, exercise delays the negative effect of aging on your immune system. So the more exercise you do, the younger you're going to be. Because what you have to realize is that as you age, your immune system gets weaker and weaker and weaker. In fact, the thymus gland, which is on top of the heart, which does all the training for the T cells, literally shrinks down to nothing when you become 80 years old. Number four, exercise can enhance the immune defense mechanisms as well as how fast your immune system responds to infection. And number five, and I think this is probably the most important thing, is exercise can reduce mental stress. And mental stress probably has the biggest influence on weakening your immune system, making you more susceptible to getting an infection. When you do exercise in the correct way, you can really lower the stress. The trick with exercise is to exercise in a way so as not to activate too much cortisol. And really, to do that, you just have to make sure you don't overtrain and you get enough sleep. The healthier you are and the more recovery you have, the less you have to worry about this. So certain people can do ultra marathons and actually not even have that phase your immune system. But other people that have higher levels of cortisol, which by the way suppresses the immune system, they can get sick even when they try to exercise a little bit. But for most people, doing regular, consistent exercise is extremely beneficial to your immune system. Thanks for watching.
Hey, we're back.
With another amazing recipe.
No grains, no sugar, totally keto. There's no suffering in keto.
Absolutely not, Karen.
And it's an immune system builder.
Absolutely. You have to check this out.
I think you should hurry up, watch the recipe, and make it yourself. It's just so easy to be keto.
But is it simple?
It's super simple. We hope you enjoy making it as much as we are enjoying eating it.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.